yes, I've got a Bible. Well, he said, get your Bible. I want to study the scripture with you a while. He introduced me, this young woman, to as his wife. Well, I introduced him to, he told me his name, but Tessie, she walked out. Mm-hmm. Well, this girl sat down right over there on the deck, and he sat down about where she is at.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and I was sitting here in this chair here. I sat down here, and I got my Bible. He said, get your Bible. And Tessie's sitting down here. Well, he turned to the into the scriptures and read the scriptures that he wanted to read to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I told him, I said, now all I'll ask you now to do is just allow me to refer you to the scriptures that I want to. And he said, well, all right. And when he got through, he asked me, he said, now what do you think of them? I said, I believe every one of them. I'll take every scripture you've quoted me, but I believe the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll take them all.
Mm-hmm.
And but I said, I want you to turn to John 3:16.
Mm-hmm.
And he turned over there, and I read the scripture for him. And I said, now what do you think? Well, he said, I know that's what the scripture says. And I said, well, didn't he come to save my soul? The scripture says that he come to seek and to save that which is lost.
Mm-hmm.
I was lost.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't you lost? Didn't he come to seek and to save your life? And he said, I don't have to now. I said, well, I said, what have we got this? What have we got a preacher for here? Paul says that the gospel is the power unto salvation. Romans 1:16. First to the Jew and then to the Greek. Then the utmost parts of the earth. What's the commission give for? Okay. Well, then I said, there is no hell. What does the scripture say over in Revelation? We got over in Revelation, and it says that death, hell, and the grave has give up the dead. They got to come in judgment.
Mm-hmm.
And Hebrew 9:27 says we've all got to die, and then the judgment. What are we coming to judgment for? And well, he won't dispute none of it. You just sit there and yeah. And finally, I said to him, I said, well, turn with me to the 33rd chapter of the book of Ezekiel.
Mm-hmm.
I said, have you ever read that over there? And he said, I think so. Well, I said, let's read it. And it says, I put you as a watchman. Old man, I put you as a watchman. If he dies in his sins, and you warn him not, his blood I'll require to your... If you warn him and he dies in his own sins, your blood won't be required. I said, now, you're not going away from here and meet me over yonder in judgment.
Mm-hmm.
Come out of the bottom pits of hell and say to me, if I'd have warned you, I wouldn't have been here.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't going to do that, for I'm going to warn you. You've been warned right now. God sent his only begotten Son into this world, and he spilled his blood right yonder on Calvary's cross. And for your sins and my sins, if we'll accept them. If we don't accept him, he'll say to us in judgment, he'll say to me, if I don't accept him, he'll say to you, depart from me, you cursed iniquity, I never knew you.
Mm-hmm.
Then I said, turn over into the 8th chapter of the book of Ecclesiastes.
Mm-hmm.
And what does the scripture say over there? As a tree falleth, so it lieth. Now me and you, judgments gonna find me and you just as